My name is Martin Calvo. I'm the chairperson of the commission, and I'd like to thank the staff for setting up everything. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So we're going to open up with the agenda here. We will have roll call, please.
Commissioner Conser?
Here.
Commissioner Enriquez?
Here.
Commissioner Zara?
Here.
Commissioner Gregorio?
Here.
Commissioner Padilla is absent for the record, and Chair Calvo?
Here. All right. Right now, we're going to do public comments. I think we have one public comment from Mr. Robert Johnson. Mr. Johnson? Yes, you have the floor.
Hello, Board. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good to see you all here. I've been working quite a bit for the past 3 months on auditing calendars, Brown Act violations, and different things that are occurring. And rectifying the situation is what I'm absolutely at. I'm not here for problems because I'm saying it. I'm here to bring it to your attention. So that way, it's one, on record, and two, hopefully staff can mitigate these things for the next meeting. Tonight's meeting was not on the calendar of the city website, nor was it on your commission page. And I figure the commissioners should be aware of this because you want people. But without the opportunity, no one will be here. And I didn't see the I warned them days before. They've had plenty of time to correct these matters. Seeking support from the board in correcting these matters is what I'm here to speak of. The board has powers to direct staff to make sure that these things are no longer an issue. The biggest issue is on the Brown Act, it says, the open meeting must be displayed on the home page. Now, if they don't click the calendar and add it to that, it doesn't get forwarded through the system that they're using for open meetings. And I did an audit today on the city clerk for tonight's event. It wasn't listed on the calendar that I had them print through a FOIA. They made me do a public records request for a calendar. Okay? Because they say, go to the website. Well, that's what I've been working on this whole time, is the website audit in different departments, and this is the first meeting I'm here to speak with you. Now, this isn't something new, unfortunately. And I've been trying my best to say it politely. I encourage the board to look at those audits, and I encourage you to use your powers that we entrust you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. We don't have anybody else who would like to address the commission?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Next order of business is the approval of the September 21st, 2023 meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Anybody wants to make a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
Motion. Commissioner Gregorio.
Oh, Commissioner Gregorio, is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Commissioner Zaram for the record.
Any discussion? Okay, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes of the September 21st, 2023 meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? I'll vote present because I wasn't here for that meeting. The next order of business is item 4.2. My understanding is that that item has already been discussed by the council, and likewise for 4.3.
Yes.
And we do have a representative here that's going to make a presentation.
Yes, from Development Services.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Laura Honschumacher. I'm a landscape architect with the city and project manager for the Eucalyptus Park renovations. And I'm here to just give you an update on where we are with the project, since I know it's been a while since you saw the master plan. I believe it was presented to you in April of last year. And after that point, they did a cost estimate where it came in a little bit higher than what the budget was. So in June of 2023, we went back to council to approve the master plan along with additional ARPA funds that would help to augment the budget for the park so that it could be fully designed as shown on the master plan. After that, there were concerns about when we closed the park down for an entire year that we weren't going to be upgrading the existing park facilities like the tennis courts or the softball field, and that wouldn't be fair to those park users to shut it down, reopen the park. We have all these new amenities, but the existing park amenities remain untouched. So we identified how much funding it would take to upgrade the existing park amenities. If you could go to the next slide. And we worked with Danny and his team to prioritize what those existing amenity upgrades would be. And you can see the list here. So additional lighting for the softball field and the tennis courts, upgrading the tennis courts, updating the shade, the picnic shelters that are over on the east side of the park, upgrading the basketball court, the softball field, the storage building and restrooms, and then continuing the perimeter fence around the entire park. As part of the grant money, we were only able to do a portion of it, so now the entire perimeter on C Street and 4th will be updated. And then we will be updating the concrete channel as well. So that was approved by council in December. The project was on hold while we worked out contract amendments with the design team based on this additional scope that was added. And I'm excited to say we're back on track. And so we should be wrapping up design by August so the construction bid can be awarded by the end of the year. And so the hope is that we can start construction at the beginning of 2025 with the park opening by spring of 26. Any questions?
Is it a single entity that would be bidding for the work, or are you using different?
We will be going out to bid, so we will be getting multiple bids back to review and then make a selection.
I mean, when the selection is made, it's a single entity.
Okay. Yes.
So these are improvements to existing amenities only, and the bike trail and the other stuff is not on this.
The bike trail is still included as part of the grant-funded amenities, so those are all new improvements. Okay. These are the existing improvements that were added.
Okay.
You go to the previous slide. Thank you. So you can see the bike park is up in the northwest corner.
Okay.
So as of now, everything is a green light. Funding is approved. Excellent.
Yes. We're excited to have it back on schedule.
All
right. Any other questions?
Third slide, you want that?
Yes. So I'll hand it off to Nikki and Tom, and they're also in the Landscape Architecture Department. They'll give you an update on the Citrus Bay Park project. Hi. Nikki Rumble with the Landscape Department. And I just want to give you a little update on the Citrus Bay Park. It was just recently approved at council, the farmers agreement. It's a 0.5-acre park located in the former Sears lot, which is on I and 5th Street. There's not a whole lot of new development with it. We just had the kickoff meeting with the developers and the landscape architects. We kind of just discussed preliminary plans. We discussed the amenities that might be there, including a dog park, some art installation, and some turf area. So that's all the works as far as the plan goes. We are intending on having some community outreach meetings to give the community's feedback on what they might like to see in the park area. But at the moment, we're still working on a preliminary plan for that. So yeah, and as things develop, obviously we will present the plan to and to you both. So, yes, does anyone have any questions?
Do you happen to know if I Street's going to be opened up for traffic?
During the construction?
No, just once it's complete.
It should be.
I don't think you can drive through that right now.
I think we took a drive down it today.
So
okay.
I Street goes through.
It does, okay, thank you.
Which side is I Street on?
I Street's
right side.
The
Okay, oh, okay.
Yep.
So near H Street, is it true that Scripps is going to build something there?
Yes, not Scripps, Sharp is building, yeah, a hospital there. And they'll be including a lot of new, really nice landscaping on H Street too, so that'll be nice. I think it's pretty bare right now, so it should be a nice aesthetic improvement. It'll be in conjunction with the development of the apartment buildings there, because those are in the works as well, being built.
Will those apartments have parking or no?
They will have on-site parking, so the apartments will. The park, we're still working on parking for that. There is wall parking located near the park, but we do want to expand that out a little bit more with the developers.
Town wants to have garages.
Yeah. Any other questions? Again, everything has been approved already by City Council, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. We don't need to vote on this because it's already been approved, correct? Okay. So with that, then we just go to staff comments. Okay. Staff.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean.
Yes. Oh, so we got a couple of things in the works. So just to announce that we're having a brand new youth volleyball program. It's going to be starting up for age the 7th and 8th graders and 9th and 10th graders. And that's beginning on April 2nd. We're really excited about that. We have hired, well, since your last meeting back in September, we have hired two supervisor twos. One is out at Loma Verde, and one will be at Heritage. So we're really happy about that. We haven't been able to hire that at that position for quite a while. So, and also just to let you know, back in October, Norman Park, we acquired two grants, a $3,500 grant and a $12,000 grant. $3,500 grant was for holiday events. We had a holiday, a New Year's concert here in this room, and we had a holiday dinner or a holiday lunch, and we also had it funded a group of individuals to walk in the holiday parade, and we're able to buy a bunch of glow stuff. So that was a great event. And then we're going to be having a pickleball tournament here pretty quick with everybody who signed up for our pickleball class. That will pretty much take care of that $3,500 that we got. And then the $12,000, that's going to be for extended hours here. So we're going to open two nights a week from 5 to 8. Right now we're in a situation where we don't have enough staff to do that, so we will be doing that shortly. Basically, the purpose of that is to open up the pickleball courts in the evenings, and then with that we'll be able to do any kind of other programming inside the center as well. So that's coming up. That's with Norman Park. What's going on there? And also, just to let you know, at Loma Verde, since we've opened the rec center, I think some of you guys were at the grand opening. Currently we're doing spring camps there, but we're doing that throughout the city, but their camps are full. Actually, they have waiting lists. They have two camps, one this week, one next week. They're full board on recreation classes. We're offering 60 classes already out of that center, so we're real, really happy with that. Aquatics, they're going full bore as well, full on lessons and rentals, so that facility is really busy, so we're really happy about that. And also, just lastly, we haven't gotten it yet, but it is anticipated. We submitted an application for a cultural arts grant to do concerts in the park. this summer, so that's coming up, just to let you know about that. So that's the...
Thank you. Thank you, Sean. Any questions from commissioners? The grants, were they public grants or private?
Yeah, the senior, geez, I didn't write down the name of the grant. The name of the company, the name of the organization.
But it was private?
Yes.
For both of them?
Yes, nice. same organization. Nice. Got both of them. So they offered two chances. I can't remember the name of the company.
On the camps, will the city be requesting any more funding for camperships or scholarships?
Camp scholarships.
Right.
Right now, we have enough money on the books for that. When it gets down, yes, we will be asking for more.
All right. Thank you.
And just if you're not familiar, for our scholarship program, we get that money through the Friends of Parks and Rec.
And then you mentioned that we've hired two supervisors for two positions. Is there a status on the selection of the deputy director? And
we have a status on that.
Hi, I'm Joy Watley. I'm the director of library services, and I'm the currently acting director for recreation. Back in February, the city council actually approved separating both library and recreation, so we're actually going to have two separate directors, and also added on an assistant director for recreation as well. Next week, or actually coming to council on the 26th, we will be appointing an interim director. Who's joining us is Lisa Rudlow. She was previously the retired recreation director from Santa Maria. And she'll be there while we start recruiting our director seat. Our director seat will open recruitment beginning Monday. There have been also a lot of administrative changes to recreation. I don't know if you want to report your own GM. Mm-hmm.
I accepted a position with Development Services, so I started working there March 8th already.
Promotion?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
But so as you know, it's a loss for us. But we already have also put in the request for the recruitment for that as well. And we're anticipating Kathy Martin, who's our administrative technician, also retiring in April. So we'll be putting the request for filling that position as well.
What was the position again for the director? Was it director of recreation?
Yes, park and recreation.
Okay.
So it's director of park and recreation and an assistant director of park and recreation, which is brand new.
Okay.
And the assistant is also the position going to be opening up?
It will, but we'll likely wait till after we seat the director, because they usually will at least assist in the recruitment for the assistant director.
And who do they report to, the director?
The director reports to this deputy city manager.
Okay. And the relationship with Public Works, has that changed at all with this new hiring? And
It will, because it's a brand new person, as well as they don't have a relationship currently with that director at Public Works.
But Parks and Rec doesn't report to them or anything?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? Well, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate
it. Great seeing you all.
All right. I'm going to switch orders.
Can I ask one more question?
Oh, of course.
About the concerts in the park, where do we ask for the money for that one?
From Culture Arts Grant.
And how many are we seeking?
Two this year.
Two.
Okay. I'm going to switch with the chair comments and commissioner's comments. So I'm going to go with commissioner's comments first. Basically, the questions that I have been answered already. Thank you to the two of you. And so I will, I know there were some questions that Commissioner Sarum had on Eucalyptus Park, well, that was Mark, on several issues with the Bay Boulevard Park, etc.
You want me to go first?
Yes, please, you go first.
Number one on my list is, and you'll be happy, calendar. I was inquiring why this meeting is not on the calendar, and it frequently is not, so I don't know how to make that happen. Who does that?
I believe it's the city clerk, and I will reach out to them and see what's going on.
Could you please do that?
We'll do.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, once again, El Cajon has music in the park every Friday, and they invite all these food trucks, and it's really good setup. Yeah, I think it's embarrassing El Cajon has a better setup than we do with music in the parks. I'm just throwing that out there. This agenda, how, when I, okay, I submitted something, and I sent you a copy of it. How should it wind up on the agenda, or do we just tee these up and then bring them up at the meeting, or?
It all depends. If it's something that needs action, then it has to be on the agenda. Mm-hmm. If it's something that is for information or for a commissioner has a question, then the proper vehicle for that would be what we're doing right now, which would be commissioner's comments. Okay. And if there's a matter that then should be placed after a comment is raised on a future agenda, then we can do so and ask for it to be on a future agenda.
Okay, Bay Boulevard Park is the next thing on my list. It's, you know where it is, right across from 7 Mile Casino. We gave away management of that to the casino, and if I recall, the reason was it was less work for us, that they wanted to do it. It looks like crap. Okay, I've been riding my, it's right next to the bike trail, the Bayshore Bikeway. I've been riding my bike there. I got pictures if you want them. There's graffiti everywhere.
That's how you know.
And they clean it up, but then the graffiti reappears, and it'll be there for, you know, 2 weeks before they clean it again. I was there Saturday. I got pictures of the trash cans overflowing. There's crap everywhere. There's a lot of homeless in the bushes there. I don't know that we can do anything about that because they're living on what is federal fish and wildlife land. And but then you got the problem of do-gooder organizations are showing up and with boxes of food for the homeless, and then it winds up spread all over the park. They actually offered to feed me.
Did you attend?
I did not, but you know, the guy said they had enough sandwiches for like 50 people, and there were like six of them there, so he had extra food, but I turned him down. But I don't know, are they allowed to bring food to the park for the homeless? And
are they allowed to? It's...
I thought we had some kind of rule against that.
Regarding the park, Danny, would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, the park no longer allows, or we don't allow 7 Mile to use the parking lot all night anymore because they have their own parking lot. Parks Department took that over back over 6 or 9 months ago. My crews take care of the maintenance part of it. We're there once a week to do maintenance. In the summertime, in the wintertime, it's probably once every 3 weeks just because, you know, grass is slowing down. But we do run trash there Monday and Fridays. As far as people feeding and filling up trash cans, you know, I can't do anything on the weekends on that. We don't work weekends. But Mondays and Wednesdays, we do that. We take care of graffiti when we see it. I mean, like I said, you know, I can take care of it one day and I'll be back the next. So it's just something that's constant. But I do have a crew that takes care of that part.
So Saturday, I have pictures. The trash cans are overflowing, and there's stuff spread everywhere. So I don't know if you can change your schedule or whatever. I'm not asking you to work
on Mondays and Fridays. So yeah. As far as trash.
If you guys know, my name is Sam Lesbig. I'm the park ranger manager. So to my right, he's a senior park ranger, Javier Anzar. He works Wednesday through Sunday nights. Supervisor Frank Herrera works Wednesday through Sunday mornings. The homeless issues that are going around in that adjacent area are with SDG&E, MTS, and Port of San Diego. I've addressed all those concerns through emails. Unfortunately, a lot of those individuals like to come into the park, flip the trash cans. We had a situation today where Alpha Project cleaned it up yesterday. and this morning again, trash was everywhere. Like Danny said, we're trying to take care of it. Pretty much Alpha Project, I try to have them start there Monday mornings, first stop. Danny comes in and also his crew takes care of it. But we can't be at that park every day. We have over 70 parks, but we do address it. It's just difficult.
So is 7 Mile Casino doing anything?
7 Mile does not do it.
They're not managing it anymore?
Like Danny said, I don't remember back that contract a couple years ago.
I don't remember hearing that change. I know that the old railroad tracks there, somebody was in there and they're cutting down all the brush,
right.
All the brush, so they have less places to hide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And they're trying
to... Is that Alpha Project in there doing that?
That's another contractor. Mm-hmm. Either that's Port Property that's handling that. Like I said, there's so many different agencies, but I got them all looped in. It's on them whether or not they take care of their property.
All right, well, it every time I go by there, it looks like crap. And City of Chula Vista's name is prominently displayed
right
on the sign, so it reflects on us.
Yeah.
You know?
But like I said, you know, we do try to maintain it, especially with the Alpha Project. I'm part of the Homeless Outreach team, so the Housing Department got me some extra help through the Alpha Project. Two guys, 5 days a week, we're literally going around the whole city cleaning up and posting houses.
So you could throw a stone from there and hit the new Sweetwater Park that the port is building right along the Bayshore Bikeway. If we're looking to give it away, maybe we could have them help manage it or something, because they're going to be there every day, the port. It's just something to think about, maybe coordinate with them. Because they're out in that area all the time.
Senior Ranger Javier actually issues citations at night, also with RVs and people trying to stay there overnight. We're doing the best that we can.
Just to add to that, John, on a weekend, on a Saturday morning, we only have one staff member that oversees about 9 properties, which is Eucalyptus, Bay Boulevard, Memorial, Hilltop, so you'd imagine, and there's some, all those are transient dense parks, so we can only have so much. Calls for service on a Saturday morning, especially with reservations and parties and everything in the summertime.
So when I see the graffiti, should I...
you can see click fix it.
Should I put it on the see click fix?
Yeah.
That's the best place to put it.
That alerts us for Monday morning. We'll go out there. If it's for family or anything that's over, that's something that we can't put like a home call. We'll call Danny to see if you got a staff member, but if it's something that's just gang related, we probably have to wait until Monday.
Okay, I only have a couple more, I promise. Memorial Park, I saw that there's chargers in the parking lot now for electric cars. Did we pay for that, or are we getting a commission for the people that are running those chargers, or how's that work?
I do not have information on those chargers and what we get out of that. Mm-hmm. I know we have it at multiple facilities, mm-hmm. more than just Memorial Park. Including City Hall, we have them there. We have them at it. Montevideo Park. Several facilities have those. I don't know what the city gets out of that, but this is something I can look into.
Is this something the city council approved or Parks and Rec?
That's council approved. That's been done. That's been a long time. So I can definitely look into it and get back to you about it.
And do we have a report on the rain damage to our parks? I know that Roar Park got mm-hmm. destroyed, especially the little trains that go around. They were running last, or 10 days ago I saw them out there. Yeah.
As far as Roar Park goes, in about 2.5 hours, it was 4 feet underwater. So the majority of the damage was fencing. I spent $50,000 repairing all the fencing. It washed out the top lot, the mulch in the top lot. I spent another $20,000 doing that. And then I have bids in right now for just under $50,000 to do the DG pathway that goes around, kind of behind Jack in the Box and that side of the street, of the golf course there, so like holes 1, 2, 3, and 4, to just that section alone is close to 50 grand, so I'm about $120,000 repairing the work. The trained people are a nonprofit. It's not, has nothing to do with us. It's
yeah, I know they had a GoFundMe to pay for it.
Yeah, I hooked them up with FEMA. They're filing paperwork with them and try to get some money to, you know, the inner circle, the one that originally was, that's already back up and running. They were there last weekend or something like that, 2 weeks ago, something like that. The extended version all the way down to the west end, that's the one that got hammered the most. That is not operational until they get money to put it back up. But as far as that's all Roar, there was some damage to the horse corral. The horse corral is set aside out of the club's responsibility. And Hilltop Park, minimal damage. We had to put some riprap in some holes. But as far as the history of Hilltop Park, it withstood this last rain and all my other parks.
Okay, thank you. And
John, the only thing I want to add to highlight that we connected Ryan's company, Children's Life Seniors. We placed about 200 feet of trap very successfully. Everybody was really happy to see. Just want to share that.
Yeah, they've been posting it on something, Instagram or something. I did see him up and running about 10 years ago. Another thing about the Hilltop Dog Park, how is that going, the off-leash dog park? Have there been any problems?
So typically what we've been doing before it became a dog park, we pretty much gave everybody the Ranger One hotline number. Any concerns, any issues, like I said, because we're still limited on staff. As of right now, we had not had any concerns. So far, so good.
They're not an issue for us when we have maintenance. So, and obviously, summertime's coming, and we'll actually be there once a week, you know, for half a day now. And so we'll see moving forward whether or not they abide by not being there when we're there. So as of right now, we're good.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Anybody else? Nope.
I was wondering about an update on Harborside Park. I think it was approved to, I don't know which plan ended up being approved, but is there like a timeline?
Yeah, so Harborside Park, we're doing a lot of the demo. And so right now we're cleaning everything up. We're gonna put a lot of DG, and we're in the planters, try to get rid of more of the mulch. And we're going to resaw the soccer field and the area around where the gazebo. We've removed the top lot. That's going to be concreted for right now until we'll see how the plan that the city manager put in place. I don't actually know the actual operation, how it's going to operate yet. I don't think there's a plan, concrete plan yet. But as far as right now, we're getting bids on all the DG, the sod, redoing the basketball court, lighting, irrigation, all that. We're in the process of the plan is to open it by sometime September.
When?
September.
September.
And is it still planned to be fenced?
It will be fenced. Yeah.
And like a
wrought iron
open and close time?
Yeah. So Sam can talk about the actual times, but there'll be the doors where you can push from the inside. So once you're in, you can get out. But there is going to be fenced and gated.
We're still working out the logistics and all that, because this is going to be like our first part that we're actually doing something like this. The other thing I want to highlight is, as I presented a while back ago about Work for Hope through McAllister, they actually painted the interior and exterior of that restroom, removed all the graffiti, cleaned it up really good. So, you know, like Danny's saying, we're in the beginning stages of kind of changing that whole park around. So it's looking, starting to look really good at some point.
I also had the Harborside Park, as part of my comments or questions, is there a committee? I know there is the citizens in that area are very concerned and involved and have been. Is there any kind of stakeholders group that's being kept informed of the progress being made?
All that would go through the city manager's office, not through us.
When I spoke to the public works director, so just like Danny said, that they've already ordered the fence and it's actually should be here in about a month.
We're trying to work with. There's like a 4 or 5 foot section between us and Walmart.
Yeah.
And that belongs to Walmart, but there's a retaining wall, so we're trying to make get a meeting with them if we can actually put the fence on top of that wall, so there's not a 4 or 5 foot section that transients can come and camp out in. So we're trying to mitigate that problem. We've had minimal contact with a response from Walmart, but we're still working on that. So once that gets okay, then the fence will go in probably the next month or so.
Okay. So the plan then is at least to complete the first section of the project by September.
The park should be open.
Yes.
Okay, good, because that prompts my next question. Are there going to be any recreational programs that are going to be offered there? And if so, is there any planning taking place so that when the park is open, we're ready to go?
As of right now, it's up in the air, but we're hoping.
Okay, we used to have, or the city used to have a program there. I don't know what it was called, a fun mobile, whatever it was.
Direct mobile.
Is that still something that would be available?
Yes, we still have that. It goes out to multiple parks throughout the city.
And the soccer field, we're working on lighting there. Not full on like stadium lighting, but to actually light the soccer field up a little bit more so, you know, teams can practice there in the dark.
Excellent. Any other questions?
Yes, sir. I want to say thank you guys because it's obvious you guys are very engaged with your job and what's going on here. Thank you guys. Appreciate that.
That's it.
I have one question for Sam and team. Just had a question just because I wanted clarity on, because I hear, you know, as commissioners, we hear different people's ideas and thoughts, right? And so is there clarity yet? Let's say the park is closed, the outside is locked. If I'm inside the park, and it's after hours, let's say 10 p.m., can your team tell people park is closed, you need to leave?
That's what we currently do right now. Mm-hmm. Having Javier join the team in the past 2 years now. San Benicio was a prime example. We used to have 30 vehicles stay in at night. Is it dangerous? Of course it can be dangerous because you never know what's in that person's truck. You never know, you know, who's in there. So Javier has been able to clear that out while having Frank, who used to be a part of the hot team, but actually had to go back on Saturdays and Sundays to handle all the morning issues. But to answer your question, yes, my team will be doing that with the assistance of Chula's PD. We're also adopting new ordinances, so all that is moving into place.
And there's preliminary talk to put like a trailer on site, so police can go there and fill out paperwork and stuff like that. So if that materializes, then police will have a presence down there too.
Okay.
But the goal is to not have anybody at Harborside Park after.
Right. Evening. After hours.
Yeah, are we talking about Harborside specifically or all parks?
Harbor, just because it's fenced.
Yes.
I mean, that's the plan for it to be fenced. So I'm wondering if the intention is that they can be opened and closed.
Correct.
Just because I'm at a school where it's a joint use field, so it's a park that's fenced, open and closed at certain hours. And I just don't know what your, whether it's park ranger or police, if they have the ability to say, hey, it's closed, you must leave, whether I have somewhere to go or if I don't have somewhere to go. Because in our case, it's school. So like, you have to leave because this is school property, you know, like we have to open our school and it has to, everybody has to get off the property.
Parkside Park, the purpose of the fence is to make sure nobody's in there past 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's the challenging part too,
right,
for my staff, because only full-time staff can issue administrative citations. So you can only imagine, you know, how many people on Saturday and Sunday, and Frank's getting dispatched, you know, this, and then Javier's getting dispatched to these issues. It's just difficult. So we're trying to kind of get a hold on things, but it's difficult. We do have about 40 part-time staff members, but they're subjected to that 920 hours. And it's hard to find people at $16 an hour.
Any other comments, questions? Okay. We have this little booklet here on the running meetings and parliamentary procedures. I find them very helpful. And if you'd like, take one and pass it over to the other commissioners. I have an extra one. In case anybody wants an extra
one. I already have one in my folder.
Okay, Paul.
Extra.
Okay, another one. All right, so there being no other commissioners' comments, so we will adjourn at 7:11. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, because there's like 100 people, and I was like, why is there like 100?